Now this is a dictation for Brian Scott, S-C-O-T-T, April 678, addressed as a letter to Dr. Potts, P-O-T-T-S, 989-439-1238. Dear Dr. Potts, follow-up for Brian with catastrophic antiphospholipid syndrome, already a year plus, treated with plasmapheresis, high-dose steroids, has chronic kidney disease, with the last visit here in February, has no specific complainings, weight is stable around 161, good appetite, no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, urinary symptoms, no edema, claudication, no chest pain, palpitation, dyspnea, no orthopnea, PND, no bleeding, remains indefinitely anticoagulated with warfarin through the Coumadin clinic, has adrenal insufficiency with prior right-sided adrenal hematoma, remains on hydrocortisone. He says 10 milligrams in the morning, not in the afternoon. Did not tolerate it in the past, fludrocortisone, because of edema. He discontinued. He takes Plaquenil, and he's up to date with his eye exam. Blood pressure at home, 110 over 68. Today was 106 over 60. No respiratory distress, alert oriented time 4, respiratory cardiovascular, normal, no abdominal back tenderness, no ascites, no edema, non-focal, normal speech. Next paragraph, chemistries in July. High hemoglobin, normal white blood cell platelets. Creatinine 1.58, which is baseline, representing a GFR 54 stage 3, normal potassium acid base, normal nutrition, calcium, phosphorus, minor low sodium, glucose in the lower 60s. Recently normal TSH. An MRI of the abdomen was done November last year. Adrenal glands right now looks normal. Kidneys without obstruction. Normal liver. Does have hepatic cyst. Chronic enlargement of the spleen at 16.7. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, catastrophic antiphospholipid syndrome with recurrent vein thrombosis, presented with right-sided adrenal hemorrhage, acute renal failure, required plasmapheresis, high-dose steroids, indefinitely anticoagulated, adrenal insufficiency, stable on hydrocortisone, did not tolerate fludrocortisone, takes no afternoon dose of steroids. He is very aware of the symptoms of adrenal insufficiency and any triggers, including simple viral infection. There is minor low sodium concentration, it still could be from adrenal insufficiency. Could be a component of SIADH, urine sodium osmolality to be done, present potassium acid base stable, CKD stage 3 stable, prior vein thrombosis resolved without sequela, persisting enlargement of the spleen, Come back in 6 months, end of dictation.